We want to talk about another issue here. Choosing a career path in this environment is, it's a challenging thing to do in any environment, for sure. COVID caused a lot of people to reevaluate where they were in life and what they wanted to do. But what if you're a college student, or what if you're at that age when you're just trying to figure out what it is, what the heck you want to do? Career Visions, Dr. Nancy Ryan is here with us talking about how you make those decisions and help make the kid in your life make those decisions. How are you, Dr. Ryan?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
That's good. Talking to you always is. You have great advice, you folks at Career Vision. What do you say at this? If they're feeling pressure, they're trying to decide, am I going to a four-year college? Am I doing something else? You saw a lot of kids hit the pause button or do something slightly different during the pandemic, a wait-and-see approach. And now I wonder where things are. What's the best advice moving forward?
Right. Well, you know, right in line with what you just said, I think the latest reporting just last month on two fronts. First says that there's been since 2019, just in the last 2 years with COVID and the lockdown and subsequent to that, an almost 6% drop in enrollment in post-secondary and college institutions. And then combine that with the fact that college costs have risen at nearly five times the rate of inflation. That really kind of creates a perfect storm with, you know, then layering on the fact that a lot of kids are just growing weary and tired of the, either the online social medium or the, teaching medium or, you know, the social distancing. And so we're seeing kids. So, you know, I work at Career Vision in Glen Ellen. We're a not-for-profit. We do aptitude-based career guidance. So we really help kids, families, adults hit the easy button in some ways. We accelerate and give a shortcut to some fresh, promising ideas for career pathways that match the unique individual's array of talents and potential. That's a really kind of fresh way of looking at it, because most career counseling begins and ends by looking at what a person's interested in, but mm-hmm. sometimes people aren't interested in things that they could have great potential to succeed in. So I'll just say something real quick about aptitudes as kind of the missing piece and the backbone of our process. They're really rooted in a lot of decades of research. The U.S. government and academia has been very interested in aptitudes, but we're one of the very few organizations in the country here at Career Vision that apply that knowledge and bring it to bear on the individual in such a positive way. Everybody wants to hear what they're good at or have potential in. So to answer your question, you know, how do we work with folks that are in this kind of matrix of instability and uncertainty? It's to offer them some promise and some specific concrete ideas that match who they are.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so much, so much truth to what you speak of there, because you think about how most of us are impacted in our lives about what we choose to go into as a career, and you think it's maybe something maybe a parent wants you to do, or a parent says, mm-hmm. don't do that, do this, or maybe a neighbor or somebody says, you know, this is a very successful career, you should try this, or it just feels as if that may not be the way to go about things. And you're saying, not only if you think about this really hard about what your true aptitudes are, you'll be so much happier later on. You'll find a path that maybe, you know, you're going to be excited about in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, because like you talked about it, I feel like a lot of kids and families and adults too, if adults are considering a career transition, it's like, all right, I know that this isn't the right fit for me now, but what else would be a good one? And then it turns into a grasping at straws sort of thing, where there's not even a roadmap really or a framework for the world of work. And there are, in fact, 16 career clusters. They're featured on the Occupational Outlook Handbook, which is, and we actually talk about those clusters in an article on careervision.org. But some basic career literacy would suggest that just kind of knowing what the world of work looks like, what the major career clusters that include things like, of course, healthcare services, art and design, information technology, finance, but just having a sense of what those are, and then underneath each cluster what the specific career titles are, it's free. People can jump on Occupational Outlook Handbook. They even have a cool little tool called the Occupation Finder, where people can sift, like high school students. I feel like every single high school student and family should know this. It's called the Occupation Finder. You can sift through the 790 career titles in the U.S. economy by a certain criterion, like length of training, job outlook, pay, and get yourself a little practical set list to promote more focused exploration. Of course, we at Career Vision take a different tactic, and we begin with the individual and just all the glory of exploring who they are uniquely and how they're endowed with unique strengths, I'll say something kind of neat about this, I think, is that, like, if you want to be a dentist, you could be a great student, but if you don't do well in the 3D thinking or visual spatial reasoning of the dental admittance test, that's kind of a, it's difficult, and that may kind of work against you when you're trying to get into a program, but wouldn't it be better to know about that earlier? So another example is like creativity. You know, you need creativity in cinematography and graphic design, but if you're not a creative person, it's not a bad thing. That would be rewarded in something like bookkeeping or air traffic control. So It's just all about knowing kind of what your unique aptitudes are and how they match, and very few people even know what careers are out there, let alone how their unique attributes match different careers. So that So the point is that we at Career Vision kind of draw them up into some fresh ideas they may have never thought about before, and the family sort of walks away, or adults walk away with, where were you all night? Like, why didn't I come do this earlier? So that's what's gratifying as a consultant.
I bet. And that's so interesting, because you might say, I want to go into entertainment. And you can still go into entertainment, but you might fit in a different way. Maybe you're not the person on the stage or the person who's the actor. Maybe you're the lawyer. Maybe you're the person who's a representative or an agent or something like that. And you can still work in that field of choice, but you define where you might fit in best and be most successful. Very cool. What was the name of that? You said Occupation Finder. I know I'm going to get texts from, and people will hear from listeners. How do we get to that?
Oh, sure. Yes. So people just go into Google and they Google Occupational Outlook Handbook. It's published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it's updated every 2 years. It's freely available online to everybody, and it can give everybody a sense of what the major clusters of the world of work are. And then the tool within that, it's right on the front page. It's on the upper left. It's called the Occupation Finder. If you click on that, all of a sudden it says there's 790 careers, and then there's about four or five columns of sifting variables where you can say, okay, let me look at the careers that require an apprenticeship. Let me look at the careers that require a two-year degree or the four-year degree or whatever. And then it also sifts through the job outlook. So, like, if you have a set list based on length of training, then you can further winnow down based on projected job outlook if it's high, mid, or low, and then further winnow down on the earnings. And so it's so practical. You know, that's a very practical way to sort on careers and just familiarize yourself with the career options that are out there. I'm going to say something real quick, too, about community colleges. One thing that I wish every family knew is about this notion of, and adults, too, accelerated and streamlined and highly structured partnership programs that many community colleges have with four-year schools. So they're called, if families want to Google 2+2 or 3+1 programs, so they might take their local community college in their district. For us, it's College of DuPage, and they could Google the college and then 2+2 programs or 3+1. And the point is, they're streamlined, affordable, highly structured. I feel like so many kids are like, their eyes glaze over at the prospect of taking a bunch of random classes and then also, you know, losing money along the way if those classes don't articulate to the program that they're trying to get into. So, and I benefited from this with my own kids. My two oldest kids started at College of DuPage through these structured programs. They know exactly which classes they need to take and why. And it's not because they were pushed to go too early, though. They went through our process, and they feel like they're making the choices. But it's peace of mind to know that we're not kind of wasting money on classes we don't need to, and we have the support of our advisors along the way. So I'd urge families to look into that as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Dr. Nancy Ryan, thank you. CareerVision.org is a place you can go for a lot of the resources you mentioned and find out more about what you do as well. Thanks, Dr. Ryan. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.